At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, no secret that will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. What you have whispered in behind closed doors will be proclaimed in the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but after that can do no more. I will show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. But are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, now, the thought on this gospel is kind of a lot of anxiety-provoking stuff in here. You know, what you said in the darkness will be heard in the light. You know, what you whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops, and everything will be made known. And I don't know why, but when I hear of a text like this, I think of an AA meeting. I don't know if you've ever been to one, but it's usually a time of disclosure in these types of meetings, and people talk about all the dumb stuff they did when they were drinking. And there's a kind of an understanding in the room. A person can tell these stories and not be utterly humiliated because they're sort of among people who understand. And then I think for those who are faithful, the fact that what we have done in secret will be made known, you know, and what's the Lord talking about? The last judgment, you know, when everything will be revealed. Now, the last judgment is not our particular judgment when we go before God. That'll be between us and God. But the final judgment, when everything, if you will, is going to just simply be laid bare, everything will be seen for what it is. Everyone will, everything that everyone has ever done will be sort of disclosed or made known. That'll be a busy day, I think. You know, a lot of people who have come and gone. But in the end, there will be, I think, for those who are faithful, those who have been saved, there will be, I think, a kind of understanding that takes place. And again, one could talk about, you know, really stupid things they've done in the light of having been saved by the Lord. You know, I did all those things, but look where I am today is kind of the vision of how that'll work. For those who are not saved, for those who have chosen to live apart from God in hell, this will be a day of utter horror, of shame, of embarrassment, ridicule, and so on. You see, I think that's kind of the way to understand a text like this. Now, and then he goes on to say another saying. It says here, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but after can do no more. I will tell you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna, namely hell. I tell you, be afraid of that one. Now, here a lot of people immediately think, aha, he's talking about Satan. No, he's talking about God. Satan doesn't have the power to cast you into hell. Who has the power? Well, God does. In particular, Jesus. The Father judges no man, says Jesus, but has handed all judgment over to the Son, that the world may fear him. Okay. Now, we're going to see that the Lord will mitigate this text in just a moment, but just allow it to sink in for a minute. We like to trivialize God. We like to say, well, look, you know, he's just sort of this big, nice guy up there, and he'll, no matter what I do, he'll just kind of be nice. And we tend to goof off and just not be very serious. I mean, I say we collectively. And the Lord is saying, man, wise up. You know, God has the power. And you ought to be a little more respectful of God than some of you are. That's what the Lord is saying. You know, you ought to revere God more. We're all going to face a day of judgment, and we ought to be respectful of that day, respectful of the one who will judge us. We ought to be serious about what he tells us. and not trivialize, make light, reinvent God. Oh, God doesn't really mind if I do this. All that kind of nonsense that some people engage in. Actually, to some extent, all of us. So, there it is. The Lord, first of all, sets this forth. Don't so much be afraid of people who can kill your body. You know, we're so afraid of what people think of us. And we don't seem to care at all what God thinks. The Lord is saying, come on, man. Think right about this. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. And then don't be afraid of anyone else. All right. But then he goes on to say, I want to balance, he says, this text in a way. He says, fear him who has the power to cast into hell. But then he reminds us, are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Not one of them escaped the knowledge of God. Basically he's saying to us, I want you to know, though, although I want you to have a reverence and a fear, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that God loves you, you see. So this is not just some kind of despot we're going in front of. This is not just someone like, you know, some worldly despotic leader who we have to beg for mercy from, who can lop off our heads, other things being equal. I mean, this is God who loves you. So it's not a fear that you should have, that cowering fear, but a deep reverential fear based on love, because you go to one who loves you. But that love is not just sort of a cheap, syrupy, sentimental love. It's a love that says, look, let's celebrate the truth. And let's be clear with one another. Let's be honest. So those are just some thoughts, I think, that come from this reading. It's a provocative reading. It makes us think about uncomfortable things. But in the end, remember, it's God who loves us. But it's also God who will judge us. It is a time for us to ponder whether or not we fear man more than we fear God. Amen.